Ever try explaining, I don't know, like swapping tokens on one of these platforms to a friend?
It's like trying to
Chuckle.
explain how to build a spaceship, right?
Yeah.
Using only emojis and interpretive dance.
Yeah.
Especially when that platform happens to be goblins.
Especially goblins, yeah.
Luckily, Goblins Catch just put out this new guide all about swapping.
Yeah.
So we checked it out, ready to equip you with all the knowledge you need.
Definitely.
So you don't have to resort to frantic hand gestures when trying to explain this stuff.
Yeah, no more interpretive dance.
So this guide is brand new, right?
Yeah.
Like hot off the presses, aimed at making swapping on goblins, dare I say, enjoyable.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? It seems like Goblins is really trying to hold your hand through the process, which I think is smart. There's a lot of anxiety when it comes to, DeFi and swapping and all that. So they lay it out in seven clear steps. They've got visuals. They talk about fees up front. It's very user-friendly.
Okay, so walk us through this. Seven steps, they make it sound so simple. What's the first big hurdle we need to clear?
Well, the first thing you absolutely need is a crypto wallet.
Okay, so wait, pause right there. When I hear wallet, I think leather billfold. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so this is where things get a little more futuristic. A crypto wallet is a digital, I guess you could say, key that lets you access and manage your cryptocurrency and interact with these decentralized applications. It's not just for goblins. You'll need it for pretty much any DeFi platform.
Gotcha. So it's less about holding dollar bills and more about proving that those magic internet coins are actually yours, right?
Exactly. It's how you prove ownership and make transactions on the blockchain.
Okay, so you've got your digital key, you're ready to rumble. Step two, you need to choose what you're actually swapping. And this is where things get interesting, right? Because goblins, they give you this search bar and it's like, oh, just find your favorite token. It's super easy.
Yeah, it's deceptively simple because while it looks straightforward, this is where a little knowledge can really save you a lot of headaches.
All right.
So you might come across tokens that have very similar names or even the same name, but are actually totally different things.
Oh.
So what's really important is that you always, always double check that contract address. That's a unique string of characters that identifies a token.
It's like the token's social security number or
It's
something.
exactly one wrong digit, and you could end up sending your precious tokens to a black hole.
Poof. Gone.
Exactly.
So triple check that address. Get the magnifying glass out, folks. This is serious business. And speaking of serious business, we got to talk about those pesky fees.
Ah, yes, the bane of every crypto user's existence.
Because it's never as simple as oh, I'm just going to move this token from point A to point B. There's always a cost. And in this case, we've got two goblins hiding under the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Gas fees and interface fees.
Exactly. There are two layers to it, and they're both important to understand. So, starting with gas fees, basically, every transaction that happens on the blockchain requires computational power to process, right?
Right.
Miners use their computers to verify and add those transactions to the blockchain, and the gas fee is basically you paying for that computational work. It's like paying for the electricity that's fueling your swap.
Okay.
Now, on top of the gas fee, Goblins also has what they call an interface fee, and that's essentially a fee for using their platform, their specific swapping protocol.
So it's like a convenience fee, like when you pay extra to use a ticket broker or something.
Yeah, you see it on many exchanges. Now, the good thing is that Goblins is upfront about their interface fee. They tell you what it is, they calculate it for you. They're not trying to hide it.
Transparency is good, at least.
Exactly.
Now, let's say I've navigated the token wilds, dodged the fee goblins, made my swap. How do I even know it went through? Goblins mentioned something called Smart Scout. Is that like checking your bank statement for the blockchain
It's
era?
even cooler than a bank statement.
Yeah.
Smart Scout, and actually there are other blockchain explorers out there, but Smart Scout lets you see every single transaction on that blockchain. It's
Wow.
all public, it's all out in the open, and that's the beauty of blockchain, that transparency.
So I can search for my transaction ID and see, yep, my tokens went from this wallet to that wallet. I'm not being bamboozled.
Exactly. You have the power to verify every step of the process.
That's actually kind of reassuring. So, okay, we've gone through the seven steps and it seems pretty straightforward, but I get the sense that there's like a whole other layer here of things you can do to become a goblin swapping ninja.
Oh, absolutely. This guide is a great starting point, but there are definitely ways to optimize your swaps, time things just right, and minimize those fees.
Spill the secrets. What should our listeners be thinking about?
Well, for starters, gas fees. Those fluctuate based on network activity, so timing when you swap can actually save you money. Then there's the world of limit orders. Instead of just swapping at the current price, you can set a specific price you want.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
And then for the truly adventurous, you can even start looking into things like liquidity pools and yield farming, which can get a bit more complex.
Next level stuff.
Yet potentially very profitable.
Oh, wait, so this Goblin's Guide, it's like the tip of the iceberg. It gets your feet wet, gives you the basics, but for those who really want to dive deep,
there's a whole ocean to explore.